Mark chapter 10, teaching about divorce. And he left them and went into the regions of Judea on the other side of Jordan. Crowds gathered around him again, and as was his custom, he taught them. And there came to him Pharisees who asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to send away his wife?" They asked this to test him. And he answered and said to them, "What did Moses command you?" And they said, "Moses permitted a man to write a bill of divorcement and to send her away." But Jesus said to them, "For your hardness of heart he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, male and female made he them. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cling to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no more two but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, do not let man divide." And in the house the disciples asked him about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever shall send away his wife and marry another commits adultery against her. And if she herself shall send away her husband and marry another, she commits adultery." And they were bringing to him little children that he should touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was moved with indignation and said to them, "Permit the little children to come to me. Forbid them not, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall in no way enter into it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. The rich young man. And as he was proceeding along the road, a man ran up to him and kneeled before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? None is good save one, God. You know the commandments. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honour your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, all these things have I observed from my youth." And Jesus, observing him, loved him, said to him, "One thing you lack. Go, sell whatever you have and give it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But this teaching saddened him, and he went away sorrowful, for he was one that had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were amazed at his words. Jesus continued and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they were astonished exceedingly, saying to him, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus, observing them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Peter began to say to him, "We have left all and have followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, whoever leaves house or brothers or sister or mother or father or children, or lands for my sake and for the gospel's sake, will receive in return in this present season 100-fold houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, and with them persecutions. But in the age to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. And they were on the road heading up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 aside, he began to tell them what was to happen to him. "We will go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him, and shall spit on him, and shall scourge him, and shall kill him. And after 3 days he shall rise again." And there came near to him James and John, the sons of Zebedee, saying to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we shall ask you." And he said to them, "What would you wish that I should do to you?" And they said to him, "Grant to us that we may sit one on your right hand and one on your left hand in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand or on my left hand is not mine to give, but it will be given to them for whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard it, they began to be moved with indignation concerning James and John. And Jesus called to them and said to them, "You know that they who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it is not to be so among you. But whoever would become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever would be first among you shall be servant of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served by others, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus heals Bartimaeus. And they arrived in Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out, saying, "Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, saying that he should hold his peace. But he cried out more zealously, "You son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and said, "Call him." And they called to the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good courage, rise, he calls for you." And he, casting away his garment, sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said, "What will you have me do for you?" And the blind man said, "Rabbi, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed him in the way.